This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Suncor released potentially dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide from its Commerce City refinery Wednesday morning. That's according to state air regulators. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Sulfur dioxide can inflame the respiratory system and trigger asthma attacks. The state sent the notice after verifying readings from Cultivando, a Latino-led nonprofit. It found concentrations briefly reached levels more than double the national health standards. While those spikes are dangerous, they must stay elevated for more than an hour to register as an official violation of the U.S. Clean Air Act. Air regulators say that wasn't the case during the plant's malfunction, and the threat subsided within minutes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Calling in a false report of an active shooter could become a low-level felony under a bipartisan bill advancing at the legislature. The bipartisan bill comes after more than a dozen schools went into lockdown earlier this year based on fraudulent 911 calls. Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw will be pursuing criminal charges related to the cause of Wednesday's fire in Hartsel. Authorities say a private landowner violated a local burn ban. The fire burned through 41 acres near Hartsel Wednesday and was 100% contained later in the evening. No structures were lost. One firefighter was treated on scene for burns. The fire ban is still in effect due to windy conditions today. This is CPR News and KRCC. The latest season at the Colorado Ballet is coming to an end. It's the last production in a program of three pieces meant to satisfy both dancers and the audience.
I call it the bucket list of ballets that they would love to dance and that, you know, selfishly a little bit, that I would love to see.
Come with us to the ballet to hear about the production Masterworks. That's this afternoon on All Things Considered.